The loss of the space shuttle Columbia and its 7 astronauts already is the subject of several major investigations to determine what happened. The real answers may take months, possibly longer. In some sense, though, the weekend's stunning news presents a simple and painful truth that we already know. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Even now, in the 21st century, it's still possible to be an explorer. And even now, with all our marvels, it's still dangerous. The Columbia burned across the Texas blue sky like a matchhead flaring into heat. We want to believe that by then, the story was already over for the crew, and almost certainly that is true. There were loud explosions that many people report hearing, and then the pieces of the shuttle falling in silence and from a height so great that it stretched time beyond what seemed possible. It fit the disturbing miscast news. We sleep late on Saturday. We're at home. We allow ourselves the vulnerability of peace. We're never prepared for events like this, but maybe we are least prepared then. So detached, we might not even hear the news for hours. Or hear it waking up, all so unreal, you try to blink it away like a bad dream. But blink and blink again, and the cinder contrails are still there. Every act of daring exploration suggests its own failure. That's why we hold the men and women who undertake these missions in a kind of awe. It's why their courage has the power to thrill us, because the possibility of failure is real, and the consequences so clear, so terrible, and still they go. They wonder about the world, and now the regions beyond our world. They wonder so fiercely that the desire to explore finally overcomes the normal human fear of both the unknown and the danger of entering into it. They build their courage with training and years of preparation, so by the time they're ready to begin a new adventure, they saunter past us with calm assurance. People look more nervous boarding airplanes, but surely the astronauts know what they dare. In about 450 BC, the world's first great explorer, Herodotus, left Greece on a series of travels that eventually led him to invent the idea of history. He discovered many wonders and left many questions for others to search out. Herodotus wrote, "Though I have asked everywhere, I've met no one who has seen a sea on the west side of Europe." And he went on, "The truth is, no one has discovered if Europe is surrounded by water or not." We have to go on to find out about the boundaries of Europe and Asia, Africa, the Americas. But the deaths this weekend remind us that the great triumphs of exploration we've celebrated, the mountains climbed, the rivers followed, the journeys even to the moon, that all these thrilling, joyful achievements must include a small measure of sadness that will one day suddenly become almost unbearable. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.